What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I do know that there are a lot of men that are out of position. So because of that, they're very insecure about what God is doing in the life of women. And I believe that this is a spirit that's gone out of Jezebel and misogyny that's trying to kill the influence and the voice of God's women. But God is not going to have it. God is for real a girl's dad. Like, God is a girl's dad. Like, you can't, like, God loves his women. God loves his girls. God loves his babies. Like, God loves us. We're the apple of his eye. So there's a wall of fire around about her, glory in her midst. Like, God loves, he's a girl's dad. So It's definitely a problem. You're going to see a lot more of men coming up against women in ministry, but what you will see is the women now coming up against them. And that's not what we've seen in a while. We have not seen women fight back, but you're going to see women who are not Jezebelic, women who are not feminist, women who know the order and still fight back with the sword in their mouth against the spirit of Jezebel and these men. You may say, Tiffany, what's the spirit of Jezebel? If you go to Revelations chapter 2, verse 20, you look up the Strong's Concordance. The Bible defines Jezebel as one who protects idolatry and persecutes God's prophets. So anybody that protects idolatry, I know you had one of my best friends, Rochelle T. Parks, on here. Yep. Shout out to Ro. Yeah, they pretty mad at her in the comments. Can you imagine how many people get mad at her for talking about food?
Oh, because she's speaking to, like, the demon with
no
the
sugar. Right. No sugar. No sugar.
Trying to help cure the diabetes.
Yeah, shout out to Coach Ro, man. Crazy.
She's incredible.
But watch how many people attack her. They're protecting idolatry and persecuting God's prophet for telling them the truth. That's what a Jezebelic spirit is. Hey, stop sleeping with that man. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. They're protecting idolatry and now persecuting God's prophets. That's what a Jezebel spirit is. And so you're getting ready to see women rise up like never before and start speaking truth to these things. Many of us talk about prophetess Deborah, but we don't talk about prophetess Huldah. Prophetess Huldah was Prophet Jeremiah's cousin in the Bible. She was an entrepreneur. The Bible says that she was a keeper of clothes. She was also a wife. But she was one that the governmental officials would come to her for the word of the Lord and wouldn't go to Jeremiah. We don't talk about Phoebe in the Bible, who was a securer, or in other words, she financed what the men did. We don't talk about Lydia, a wealthy woman. We don't talk about these women enough. We don't talk about Priscilla and Aquila. That was a husband and wife team that discipled Paul for a little bit of time. The Bible named her for a reason, because she was instrumental in his discipleship, because God loves his women and God knows that our position is important. And it's only the weak men that are trying to tear us down. But there will be a rising of women that come up against it, not in a way that would emasculate men, but in a way that will cut the head of the Jezebel spirit and the men that's talking through them.
So I guess that's just something that women in ministry going to just experience.
I mean,
now
they're on call.
I'm curious to hear what you say about that, because this conversation has come up in Timothy, where it communicates that a woman, you know, pretty much should be silent and they should not be able to lead a flock. I'm paraphrasing.
For sure.
How do you feel?
Where does it say a woman should be silent at? Not in the Bible. I'm just saying, does it say the woman should be silent in the church, correct? Is that what it said?
I'm pretty sure.
Let me confirm.
Yeah, let's confirm that. Mm-hmm. Let's confirm that. But I know that's the verse my brothers typically refer to when we're talking about this. And it is, let's see.
1 Timothy, a woman should learn, what's this, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 through 15, a woman should learn in quietness and full submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man. She must be quiet. Is that what you're referring to?
That is what I'm referring to. When you hear that, does that how does that have anything to do with your ministry, or do you feel like that's
Paul
the,
said that right?
Let me finish this one real quick. So I'm gonna start over. A woman should learn in quietness and full submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man. She must be quiet. For Adam was formed first, then Eve, and Adam was not the one deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and became a sinner. But women will be saved through childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with propriety.
Mm-hmm. So Paul dealt with a little bit of pride. That's why in the book of Acts chapter 9, it says scales fell off of his eyes. When you think of scales, scales is a scaly dragon in the book of Job. He was the Leviathan. He's a marine kingdom spirit. He was he was the king of pride is what I'm trying to say. So when Paul was saved on the street called Straight on the Road to Damascus, the scales fell off of his eyes, meaning he saw from the perspective of pride. He perceived from the perspective of pride. Saul, who was now the Apostle Paul, was very much a misogynist and things of that nature. But the question I would have to pose before I answer your question about what he meant by that scripture is, if he did not believe that women shouldn't preach, then why did he allow a Priscilla and Aquila to minister to him when he got saved, right? So he would have to answer that. Nonetheless, historians say that during these times, men sat on one side of the church and women sat on the other side of the church. And because the women were unlearned, when they had a question, they would yell over to their husband and ask them for the questions and ask them for the answers. And the husband would yell back the answers.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Prenuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
And he said, everybody should be quiet. Women be quiet. That is what historians say happened in that moment. And so.
It's got to be the most red pill verse I've ever read.
For sure. And let me say this, right?
Women saved through childbearing.
Right, yeah, let me say this.
It's crazy.
I also know for sure that we're coming up on a time where people are going to hell. Okay? People are going to hell. The book of Jude says some are saved with compassion, but some are saved with the fear of the Lord. Mm-hmm. This is for everybody that thinks that everybody should be saved nicely and everybody should be done nicely and all of that. Do you know all throughout scripture when somebody dropped dead, the next verse says, and the word of God grew mightily? The Apostle Paul struck a sorcerer with blindness because that sorcerer was withstanding the word of God from being preached to the deputy. When he struck him with blindness, the fear of the Lord hit the church, and the Bible says everybody got afraid and got saved. In the book of Acts, Herod took God's glory, new covenant. He stole God's glory. The Bible says an angel came down, smote him. He died immediately, and the next verse says, and the word of God grew mightily. All throughout scripture, somebody can drop dead, and the Bible says, and the word of God grew mightily. So we want to make sure that we are not looking at all of this from the perspective of our flesh. Could it be possible that when God does these things, because God told me the year of 2025, it was going to be a year of revival or rebellion. Either you were going to reap the consequences of your rebellion against God this year, or you would reap the fruit of your obedience, which would be revival. That's a scary thing. God said, "Is every man for themselves." Because before we can see a national and global revival that everybody's always praying about, there has to be a personal revival. That's what God said. He said, this year, I gave the prophetic word, December 2024, we were going to see a lot of death and destruction. God said it will be his doing. He's coming to clean up shop. It's cleanup time. So what we should all be doing, which is what I'm doing in my private time, minding my business before I am rudely woken up to being called a witch, is I'm begging God for mercy. God, if I've done anything that's against you, if I've done anything that has grieved you, If I have any enemy in my soul that goes up against you, please show me mercy. I repent. Before I mount that pulpit, I say, God, I fear you. Don't let me get on here and say something that's not of you. I repent for all of my sins. Forgive me. I forgive everybody. I don't mount that pulpit without getting my heart right with God. Because I heard what God said this year. May my whole life reflect God's glory. May my whole life reflect revival. Let my personal life reflect revival. Let the life of my family reflect revival. Let the life of Covered by God reflect revival. Let the life of Millions Conference reflect revival.
That's what it is. I want to, you know, you got something?
Well, yeah, I wanted to, because I want to make, well, go ahead.
This is, is probably something I should probably close out with.
Okay, good. So let's go through these real quick. Shout out to Alicia Cameron for sending over the super chat. Shout out to Tanisha Murphy says, Ryan asked Tiff about private recordings, but never said anything about the public recordings from those men. Ryan, do you notice the tendency to miss the stuff men do, but critical when women respond?
Exactly.
You agree with that? I thought I was covering it pretty fairly.
No, you wasn't at all, and she saw it too.
My bad, Miss Tanisha.
That's that Christian misogyny right there.
I make sure I'm, you know, cover all facets of this thing. Shout out to Arkeem Sturgis for sending over the super chat and King's Corner, and shout out to Lolo's Vow. Yeah, they kind of got all mixed up, but real quick, shout out to Terrence Woodley, member for 18 months, and shout out to
and in the high life.
Yeah, shout out to Lydia Weir, who I also love. I love love for both of those. And this is the thing, because I'm gonna answer this for both people. So we got the community. Shout out to Terrence in the community, the High Life community, guys. So you gotta click the link that says join community so you can see what it's about. But it's pretty much a spiritual gym. It's what you need, the bridge between church on Sundays and the rest of your week, guys. So it's an accountability aspect, it's the chat aspect, it's the curriculum that we got in there. Hopefully Tiffany actually be able to join us on there very soon. And then we got and Lydia also, we dropped the episodes premiere every Sunday at 4 p.m. This is just really a state of emergency that we had to come tonight live with Tiffany. She just happened to be in Atlanta, and all of the accusations and all of those things just needed to be addressed this week. So this is why we did that live on Thursday. But this is very unique to the platform. We will not continue to do lives unless it's one of these type of situations. You can just expect a new episode to premiere every Sunday at 4 p.m.
Yep. So, Tiff, you made a very bold statement. I put it right on the thumbnail. Matter of fact, it's a sound right here.
It's a war. All
right, so you said that it's a war, right?
I said if war was what you want, you got it.
Okay, you got it. Let me ask you this. What's the, in your vision of why this war is here, and what's the goal of it, right? What do you see coming from this? Like, or even what would you like to see if there is an ideal situation to come from all of this chaos? If there's a light at the end of the tunnel, what would that be?